Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The Root's on fire. I'm going to try not to be too passionate and animated today because my voice is just barely hanging on. I spent 3 hours today working on my sports podcast, my video sports podcast this morning. Three different shows, Crush House, Crush House Legends, Crush House Cappers, which I do on Fridays, but generally I do one show. Today, for various reasons, I had three shows, and then a TV interview with RT, Russia TV, or Russia Today, it used to be called, now it's RT Television, and a rather large network, and really more honest than anything we've got in America, I'm very sad to say. And they asked me about the new poll that's out that shows that in the entire world, America sees the media as the least trustworthy in our country of any country in the world. And I explained to them why that poll is exactly right and the media cannot be trusted. They're a bunch of criminals and frauds and fake news losers. And in many cases, in cahoots with the Democrat Party to the level that I never even imagined, even when I knew they were leaning Democrat and they were biased. I never imagined they'd fake the news again and again and again and ignore the news when it's negative to Democrats and exaggerate the news when it's beneficial to Democrats and bad for Republicans. And I sure never knew they'd participate in scaring the American public about the flu, which they're doing again. If you haven't noticed, everyone breathed a sigh of relief. Whew, COVID's gone. We're all okay. Throw your masks away. Let's get back to normal, and no sooner we did that, they're coming back at us. Front page stories, top of the news TV stories. Every minute that the variant is here, the variant is here. The variant from India, oh my God, everyone's got the variant. It's deadly, it's more contagious, it's more this, it's more that. No, it's more headlines. It's more fear cringeworthy. This has nothing to do with reality. No one in history ever gave a report about how many people died every day to start the news or how many people were testing positive to start the news. It's the most ridiculous thing in world history. And I don't even know what country I live in anymore. When a basketball player says the Olympic team shouldn't have had one white player, there should be no white players on the Olympic team. Jalen Rose was the subject of criticism yesterday, after the ESPN broadcaster said Kevin Love's appearance on the Team USA Olympic roster was a form of tokenism. He made his comments during his show, Jalen and Jacoby. ESPN reported the roster has been finalized with Kevin Love committing to the team for a second time in his career. And Rose said Love was on the team because of tokenism. Don't be scared to make an all-black team representing the United States of America. I'm disappointed by that. Anybody that watched the league this year knows Kevin Love did not have a stellar season, was not the best player on his team, and did not necessarily deserve to be on this squad. He thought a player from the Bahamas should be on the American squad. Oh, my God. He also didn't mention, by the way, that Love is one of only two white NBA players to have made the Olympic team since 1996, the other being John Stockton. For this idiot, Jalen Rose, it's all about white and black, and white people don't belong on the Olympic team. And can you imagine if the shoe was on the other foot and I said, there's no way we need a black person on the Olympic team, it should be all white. Can you imagine the reaction? Can't even imagine it. Can't even imagine it. Just unbelievable. What are you doing with a white person? A token black person. We don't need a black person on the team. What if I said that? All hell would break loose. So I just think it's disgusting. And it's really gross. The UK Daily Mail, by the way, has a story about it, and they really position it a little differently. The headline is, former NBA star says U.S. should have sent all black teams to the Olympics, calls inclusion of single white player tokenism. Speaking on his podcast, Rose said Love played poorly for the Cavaliers and did not deserve a spot in the Olympic team. And four of the last five U.S. men's Olympic teams are comprised of only black players, and Love remains the only white player on the squad since 1996. Love and 11 African-American NBA players will be vying for this country's fourth consecutive gold medal in men's basketball. It's really disgusting. Can you imagine 11 blacks, and he's mad because one white was put on the team? Can you imagine how far our country's come and how far it's lost? It went from a country where you had only white people playing sports, only white people fighting wars. I've been watching this documentary on World War II, and all the boys who died on Okinawa were all white. You can't find a black face. Everybody's white. What a great privilege. Isn't that white privilege? Only whites were allowed to fight wars, so we're the only ones who died. You know, there were a few exceptions, the Tuskegee Airmen as an example. And I'm sure there was a black infantry division somewhere. I know there was a Japanese infantry division, but 99% of all the people fighting World War II, the greatest war of all time, were white, and almost everybody who died was white. What a great privilege. What white privilege. We get to die for our country, and it's disgusting that no blacks were allowed to fight. They should have been allowed to die. Hispanics should have been allowed to die. Everyone should be allowed to die, just like white people, but they weren't. So, you know, you could argue about that one. I'll agree with you. Any sort of segregation is wrong. Any sort of discrimination is wrong. But the greatest war of all time was fought by nothing but white people who died and gave their blood for the United States of America. And you know what? We shouldn't hate white people either. We shouldn't hate black people. That's racism. Well, you shouldn't hate white people. That's racism. Maybe you should acknowledge. I realize critical race theory doesn't acknowledge that white people died by the hundreds of thousands of World War II, or that white people died by the hundreds of thousands in the Civil War to fight to free black slaves. Unbelievable. What a crazy world we live in. That you're allowed to be black and racist, but of course you can't be white and racist. Matter of fact, if you're white, anything you say gets misconstrued as racism. But if you're black, you can be outwardly racist and criticize one white player on the Olympic team out of 12 slots. All 12 should have been black. You have no right to put one guy on there. And that's considered okay. How far we've come. Remember the Virginia Slims tennis tournament? Wasn't it all about, there was some sort of tag phrase about how far women have come. Look how far America has come. It's come from a racist country that hates black people and enslaves black people to a country that is okay with a black man saying there shouldn't be one white person on the Olympic team. I mean, that's full circle, right? That goes from white racism to black racism. And it's totally okay to be a black racist in the United States of America. How come this guy, Jalen Rose, doesn't lose his job at ESPN? If I made those comments about black people on the team, I would lose my job at any network. Much more gentle comment than that, I'd lose my job. White people have lost their jobs in the last 2 years for things that were so minor that you can't even believe it. You know, like I think it was the Sacramento Kings basketball announcer. One of the black players who hate him set him up and texted him and said, "What do you think of Black Lives Matter? You support it?" And he said, "Of course I support it. All lives matter." He was fired for that. He lost his job. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm guessing an announcer for an NBA team makes $250,000 a year. And I'm guessing he doesn't get hired again for years to come. And I'm guessing he doesn't know anything else to do. He has no other skills. I don't know any media people have any other skill other than talking. What should he do for the rest of his life? So he goes from $250,000 to zero because he answered back that he supports Black Lives Matter because all lives matter. White lives matter, gay lives matter, black lives matter, every life matters. That answer got him fired. But I doubt that Jalen Rose will be fired for saying that it's terrible to put a white guy on the team. Should be an all-black team. And I don't mean to say I told you so, but this has to be the big story of the day. May inflation was the largest increase since 1992. Inflation now expected to reach 8% in 2021. And Bank of America now says, for all the people that lied to us and said, oh, it's short-term, it's transitory, B of A sees up to 4 years of hyperinflation. Even on this show, I've had guests that I like who are financial guests who, when I said hyperinflation, I remember her saying, I'm not going to name anyone, I won't embarrass anyone, but I remember my guest who's on the show regularly, female, very bright, very nice. I like her. But I was right and she was wrong. I said hyperinflation in America. Like the Weimar Republic. And she said, oh, no, it's not hyperinflation. And I said, we're facing a massive wave that will last years. Oh, no, it's short term, she said. And once again, Wayne Root, who's not an economist, was right, smarter than the economists. B of A says it's not transitory, up to 4 years of hyperinflation. At the same time, the May inflation report shows the largest increase since 92. For those who aren't brain surgeons, 92 to 2002 to 2012 to 2022, just about 30 years, 29 years, that's the most inflation we've ever seen in 29 years in a month, and it's only going to get worse. And the reason for it all the money the government is handing out to everybody, all the free money that government's handing out, and all the orgy of spending of the government, all of that is the reason for this. Tragedy, tragedy, tragedy. Other big stories, the scene on the border, or not even really the border, 800 miles from the border, El Paso, where Kamala Harris arrived, was not the welcome she was expecting. The welcome was not nearly as warm as she thought, even with temperatures in the 90s. And there was a massive, massive, massive protest outside. And the welcome Harris received was bipartisanly negative. Mostly Republicans and conservatives, I'm sure, but some Democrats, too. Everyone agrees that she is an incompetent vice president, and she was met with nothing but protest. And while she was there, a Democrat congressman branded the U.S.-Mexico border as the new Ellis Island. Representative Veronica Escobar, Democrat of Texas, welcomed Kamala Harris to El Paso in her congressional district. Welcome to my community, the new Ellis Island. Meanwhile, a new report's out that the Mexican drug cartels control every inch of the border. Ellis Island, huh?
Hello, folks. J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work, and our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help, and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty
has over 200,000 members. They've paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, before I get to Joe Biden's absurd words today, I'm going to talk about Sons of Liberty, the sponsor of this segment of the show. I turned 60 this July 20th, and working out can cause serious aches and pains. And my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, heard about this, and he called me up, and he said, Wayne, you don't have to ever worry about an ache and a pain anymore, because I've got the great answer for you, Sons of Liberty CBD. Just go to sonsoflibertycbd.com, and you will heal your body. No more aches and pains. And you know what? He was right. I feel like $1 million. Finding a quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, the highest quality CBD I've ever found. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American-grown and made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. And for my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of up to 25% off if you use the code WAR15. Go check it out. Up to 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Make the healthy choice and choose sonsoflibertycbd.com. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off. Joe Biden had a very interesting comment today. This was today, he decried legislation banning biological males from competing in female sports as transgender women. He said, these are some of the ugliest, most un-American bills I've seen, and I've been here a long time. He said this during a gay and transgender pride reception at the White House. He condemned the hundreds. First of all, I have a lot of gay fans. I have people that email me all the time to tell me they're gay, and they're proud, and they're loud, and they're Republican, and they love my show. And to be anti-men who have their penis turned into a vagina, or in some cases, they add 2 breasts, they add female hormones, but they still got their penis. And if you think they shouldn't be in a locker room with your daughter, and you think they shouldn't be competing with your daughter, Joe Biden thinks you're ugly, un-American. Oh, my God. This has nothing to do with gay, because I believe in gay rights. I don't stop anyone from eating next to me. I don't stop anybody from living next to me. I don't stop anyone from renting my apartment. I don't stop anyone from getting on an airplane. No matter what it is you do in life, if you're gay, great. I couldn't care less. Wonderful. I hope you're gay and conservative. Then I'll like you. But the idea that you are transgender and you think you should compete in women's sports is disgusting, and it's a fraud, and it's ridiculous. The president condemned the hundreds of anti-LGBTQ bills. Why not just go all the way? Just call it anti-ABCDEFGHIJKLMNOP. It's so stupid. Every minute they add a new letter to their stupid lettering. I like gay people, and I'm pro-gay, and I would never hurt a gay person, and I don't even understand any of this LGBTQ bull spit. He says there are hundreds of anti-LGBTQ bills. No, they're not. Nobody's anti-gay. We're anti-men competing in women's sports, you idiot. And we're anti-men going joining the military, not because they're patriots, they want to die for their country and sacrifice for their country, but rather because they want a transgender operation for free. He says, let's be clear, this is bullying disguised as legislation. This is Biden talking. He celebrated Pride Month with gay and transgender members of his administration, including, of course, Dr. Rachel Levine. Of course. The guy who looks like a guy with a wig on, who's trying to look like a woman in some sort of joke skit on Saturday Night Live. Pride is back at the White House. He boasted that gay pride flags were flying at over 130 U.S. embassies around the world. You know, terrorists who are bloodthirsty animals and want to just kill and slit throats and rape and murder and set you on fire and stick you in a cage and sink you so you drown with a camera going and drop you off a roof if you're gay, those terrorists must be having such a laugh at gay pride flags on U.S. embassies. They know now we're soft and they're going to come kill us all. You know, you are so dumb. Telegraphing to the world our whole country is about gay. So stupid. So incredibly stupid. Our country is about transgenders. Our army is dedicated to transgenders. Wow. And Mayor Pete Butthead gets involved. There is an especially dangerous political strategy arising in some states as some politicians, he said, try to take advantage by picking on transgender kids, the most vulnerable people in our country. He suggested political figures were directly causing transgender suicides, calling it a matter of life and death and national character. Oh, my God. And then Biden was introduced by transgender activist Ashton Mota, a 16-year-old black Afro-Latino high school student. Anything else you want to add to the total? He's got to be disabled, too. He's got to have one arm. I mean, 60-year-old black Afro-Latino transgender high school student who revealed he was born female but now uses the he-him pronouns. I was assigned female at birth. I've always known in my heart I'm a young man standing before you today. She said. She said? He said? It said? What the F?
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is being sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison for the death of George Floyd.
The court commits you to the custody of the Commissioner of Corrections for a period of 270 months. That's 270. That is a 10-year addition to the presumptive sentence of 150 months.
Judge Peter Cahill announced the sentence in a Hennepin County courtroom. It's wheels up for Air Force Two. Vice President Kamala Harris has left El Paso, Texas, after her first visit to the border to see the impact of illegal immigration. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez believes the vice president should have visited a more heavily trafficked area to get a better idea of the surge at the border.
What's happening in El Paso is much different than what's happening in the Del Rio sector or in the Big Bend sector or Laredo.
USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Country is just going insane under Joe Biden. I see this article at Fox News. It's a photo of a dark-skinned man with a beard and a mustache, and it says, New Jersey home. A group of four men who said they were sovereign citizens of the Al-Moroccan Empire and put a Moorish flag in the window took up ownership of a New Jersey home and claimed the property was rightfully theirs given their status. Of course, they were arrested by the police, and that was the end of them. But as the owner arrived with a locksmith and changed the locks, and they broke back in again, got inside again, and that's when the police arrested them. And it's just our country has lost its way. They placed a Moorish flag in the window. The Newark police SWAT team was deployed because they refused to leave, claimed they were rightfully in possession of the home, and the police said the suspect was essentially a squatter in a vacant home who had the locks changed. According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, members of the Moorish sovereigns, called Moors, have come into conflict with federal and state authorities because they refused to obey laws and government regulations. What a great surprise. What a great surprise. Our guest now is retired. With that, our guest is retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the London Center for Policy Research. Hey, Tony, how are you, man?
Hey, I'm very well. It's good to, great to be on with you, Wayne. It's always a pleasure, and I always enjoy our chats because you just don't hold back, and I appreciate that. So.
And you're not a member of the Al-Moroccan Empire, are you?
Not, you know, New Jersey has is a very strange place. Do you know what the refugees, you know, remember, Wayne, you might remember this, they were using Fort Dix as a place they were stashing some of the refugees during the war when we were bombing Herzegovina and all that, and they brought some of the
yes.
Bosnians in. Do you know what everybody said when I got off the plane there at Fort Dix?
What did they say?
You know what they said? They said, what's that smell? So you know, New Jersey has some very interesting smells. You know, I mean, it's just like,
well,
I don't know what it is.
I'm from New York, so I drove the New Jersey Turnpike and the Garden State Freeway all the time.
Yeah.
And we always knew when we were getting to Elizabeth, New Jersey, because it smells like rotten
that's
eggs.
Right.
One of the worst smells in the world. So all those factories belching some disgusting thing into the air in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And people actually live there. Around the factory, you see homes. Scary, scary stuff. All right. You have a piece, your latest piece, actually. You have lots of pieces. But your latest column was in the Epoch Times. By the way, do I pronounce that right? Is that pronounced Epoch Times? I have that. Right.
I say it both ways, but Epoch, I think, is what they prefer. Yeah.
Yes, the Epoch Times about how Hollywood celebrities and the entertainment industry continue to apologize for and coddle and support China, which is just so disgusting. But it's all about money and greed, correct?
Right. Yeah. So I wrote this to kind of outline what I think is. Dereliction of the responsibility of any human being, Wayne. Now, this is not just about life left or right. This is about the fact that you have a huge industry, that of Hollywood, which basically is bending the knee to China and not only compromising our principles. You know, there's literally concentration camps with Uyghurs. There's a complete suppression of their people. You cannot do or say anything in that country without the government's approval. Your livelihood, your actual subsistence, your ability to buy goods, have a place to live, is all based on your personal school credit score that the government runs. And now we have Hollywood, you know, bending the knee, coddling all of these celebrities who basically are willing to go out and say things and do things to benefit China just so that these big corporations can make money. And that's what I wrote the article about.
Well, I mean, how do you run a country when everybody in it is so greedy they no longer care about that country, they no longer love this country, America? They will genuflect to a foreign country that is basically a communist country and a country that tortures and murders its own citizens, just like Nazi Germany with concentration camps. How do you run a country when all the people in it are more owe more of a debt of gratitude to China because they're making $1 billion than they do to the United States? It's crazy.
It's indicative of the fact that we have some people And I would argue the entire left now is signed up with corporate America. Everybody is signed up to support this. And they somehow believe that the short-term gains of wealth outweigh the long-term benefits of maintaining the republic and the benefits of a republic like we have for over 200 years. And I think it's very dangerous. I think people are naive. One of the folks, I think you probably had him on before your show, is Gordon Chang. He's one of our senior fellows. Gordon has been studying this issue for a while, and I think he recognizes, like many of us, that China is out to dominate the world. And I'm not being over the top here. China's desire, and by the way, I actually spoke to a guy named Mark Milley. You might have heard of this guy. He's been in the news the last couple of days.
Yes, yes.
Mark, when I was on the transition team, in the Trump transition team, and I worked with him at the time because he was chief of staff of the Army, and I was, you know, working with him to as part of the Trump team, and he actually lectured me on the dangers of China and how the Chinese have made a decision to essentially challenge us globally. So when you actually know there's people like him who took the knee recently, and you have a corporate America which is more than willing to cut and shake the knee, and purposely misrepresent China to the American people, we have some real problems coming up on the horizon that we're going to have to deal with.
No, there's no question about it. I mean, look at, you know, here's the thing. I said from day one that Biden is clearly owned by China, and the minute he gets in, he's going to be a paper tiger, and he's not going to be able to stop China from doing anything. And sure enough, it so appears that China is going to attack Taiwan in the near future. I'll bet you before the year is out or the next 2 years are out, you see a Chinese attack of Taiwan, because we won't do a thing. They know we won't stop them, and look what they've done in Hong Kong. I just read a long story about a guy who owned the biggest newspaper in Hong Kong, and he's rotting away in a prison right now just for telling the truth about the Chinese government. They arrest you and shut your business down, and they freeze all your bank accounts. They freeze all your credit cards. This is a nightmare. The Chinese government is so vicious, Tony, that there's no way we can ever live with people like this. You can't have a democracy, can't be, you know, work at the same time as the values of the Chinese people and the Chinese government. It doesn't work. They believe in censorship. They believe in banning. They believe in freezing bank accounts. They believe in destroying people that don't agree with them. For God's sakes, they sound just like the Democrat Party.
They do. And one could make the argument there's links there. As a matter of fact,
yes.
Two things that I'd like you to think about. First is we're actually proposing to do a study that examines the very thing you just said. The London Center for Policy Research are trying to get together a group of people to study the parallels between wokeism, social justice, and Mao. And trust me, there's a lot of them there. And the second thing to your point, Wayne, I wish I could talk you down, but I can't. Look, I think the fall of Hong Kong is much more important than the fall of Kabul, which I think is inevitable. And I think we should have recognized since 1997, since the British gave up Hong Kong, even though the Chinese promised they would leave Hong Kong democratic, they've broken their oath on that. They're about to basically put all of Hong Kong under their thumb, and very shortly after that, and by the way, this is a dry run. The taking over of Hong Kong, putting it fully under the yoke of communism, is a dry run for China, for the island of Taiwan, the Taiwan Republic, which I believe is the proper real China. They are the Chinese Republic. I believe it's a dry run for that. So I think we're going to see some very interesting things this fall, because after everything we've seen regarding testimony over the last 2 days of the military, there's no doubt that the military and Joe Biden will do nothing to push back on China.
And when you see what's happening to Hong Kong, I mean, I visited Hong Kong like 3 years ago, and it was the center of finance of the world, even more so than New York. And now it's just destroyed, and the people there are just destroyed. The Chinese are ruling over them and arresting political opponents and arresting newspaper publishers and closing down newspapers. Anyone who disagrees with them, they're willing to do anything, including throw you in prison. Hong Kong is done. It's finished. So you know what must be next, Tony? Macau must be next, where America has all these gleaming casinos. Wynn has casinos there. Sheldon Adelson and Las Vegas Sands have casinos in Macau. I believe MGM has a casino in Macau. All these people are doing business with China, and they're about to find out that you don't really have a business with China. Anytime they want, they'll just not take it over and kick you out of the country or put you in prison. So I would say Macau, anyone who's got a casino in Macau has got to be very scared. Got to be.
Yeah, look, that was, as many of your audience probably know, was a former Portuguese colony, which the Portuguese kind of gave up in the 70s when they lost their other possessions. But for more, for better or for worse, Macau's been able to kind of operate independently and under the radar. But that's, I think, the point, is that a number of American corporations who have essentially been given a free pass to work and to basically have businesses there are going to kind of come to find out in a very hard way. Very soon, that China is going to be taking over all means of production. And while the Chinese are communists, they're much more nationalist. That is to say, the Chinese are acting very nationalistic. They have determined that they've decided that anything that basically they had control of at any time in the past, that is to say, they believe their culture is older than ours, so anything that was under the control of the Ming Dynasty, they believe is rightfully theirs. So Macau, Hong Kong, any other area that they believe was theirs at one point will be put upon again very quickly. I think you're going to see them very aggressively start seizing things. Should they go for Taiwan, they're going to continue to be aggressive after that.
Yeah, well, you say anything that they think is theirs. I got news for you. I believe they think United States is now theirs. They certainly own the special territory of Macau. They own the special territory of the White House. I think they're going to declare that a special territory of China's because they own Joe Biden, clearly. It's a bad situation. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, His London Center for Policy Research does a great bang-up job. Check it out, London Center for Policy Research, and we always enjoy having you on the show. Thank you, Tony.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is Pets by Pets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
You know, it really pays well to be to sell your soul to the devil, i.e. the Chinese Communist Party, doesn't it? Really pays well. Business is good for Dianne Feinstein, United States Senator, California. But that C after her name really doesn't represent California. It represents communism. Remember, she had a driver. And I believe he also had the title. I think he had the title of chief of staff. And he drove her around, or maybe he drove her around and then became the chief of staff. And he was literally a spy for the Chinese government. Everything she does for the Chinese government. All these Democrats, they're all, in my opinion, bought and sold by the Chinese government. So she's put her almost 5-acre property, 10,000 square foot mansion on Lake Tahoe up for sale, Dianne Feinstein. And the asking price is $41 million. Business is good when you sell out the United States, isn't it? $41 million. Does it seem normal to you that United States senators have $41 million homes? Now, of course, I get it. She's got a banker husband, Richard Bloom, and he's some sort of investment banker, and probably it was his money that she would argue that bought it, and he makes, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. He's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And so she would argue he did it, not her $175,000 salary, because for the average person who doesn't understand, you can't buy a $41 million home with $175,000 salary, even if you've been making it for 120 years. That's what she looks like. She looks like she's 120 years old at this point. Driving Miss Feinstein was a Chinese communist spy. And for a long time, I think for like 20 years, everything the United States government knew, that she knew, he knew, and he gave to the Chinese. And she never got in trouble. And I guarantee you part of the money for that $41 million house came from all the nefarious activities she must be involved in. Really quite amazing. Comprises 3 separate properties, the main home, 2 guest houses. The compound spans just under 5 acres. The 3 properties contain 11 bedrooms and 9 baths, and 172-foot pier, 278 feet of beach views. The pier has a boat lift and 2 buoys. The main house is cabin-style inspired and was built in 1997 with 6 bedrooms, 4.5 baths, giant windows overlooking Lake Tahoe. It's so beautiful, absolutely beautiful. The second property, known as Rubicon Pavilion, was created in 2015 for entertaining and includes a small kitchen and barbecue. Pegged as a five-star suite, the listing states the structure was designed for special guests, influenced by Buddhist stupa, whatever that is. Floor-to-ceiling glass windows showcase the lake beyond the large patio with a fire pit. And the last property, the carriage house. The carriage house. Everyone's got a carriage house, don't they? Doesn't everybody have a Rubicon pavilion and a carriage house? Doesn't everyone have houses with names? Comes with a tandem four-car garage, an electric charger, of course. Doesn't every liberal billionaire have to have a EV charging station for their Tesla? Of course they do. Upper two-bedroom, two-bath suite apartment, lower two-bedroom, one-bath apartment. It's perfect for a caretaker. It says an on-site caretaker. Doesn't everybody have an on-site caretaker that lives in the carriage house? Only Democrats who sell out to China do. Feinstein, a Democrat, is the nation's oldest senator, having celebrated her 88th birthday Tuesday. First of all, if you have to retire as a pilot at the age of 65, why don't you have to retire at the age of 65 or maybe even 75 as a U.S. senator? There is a point where you're an old fossil. You could barely move. You could barely think. You could have dementia. Oh, right. The president has dementia. Nobody cares. If you had to retire at even 75, Biden couldn't be president. You know, if we could put an age minimum on the president, which is 35, shouldn't we put an age maximum on the president? Because that would have prevented an old man, a feeble, weak old man, a feeble, confused, weak old man with dementia from being elected to the presidency. I mean, he really wasn't elected. It was a rigged and stolen election. But nonetheless, he was elected to the presidency. Illegally elected, but elected. Feinstein made headlines in March when she was contacted by the FBI about questionable stock sales her husband made early in the coronavirus pandemic. They're not even mentioning the controversy of her driver and chief of staff. It pays well to sell out to the Chinese, I got to tell you. I'm sure the Biden family has that kind of money, too. Hunter Biden made that kind of money. All right, so the sponsor of this segment of the show is Second Amendment fans. Listen up, because the sponsor is CCW Expo, and this is the only time I'll be reading this ad because tomorrow's the expo. The CCW Expo is a gun expo. It's a for people who have the permit to hold your gun. Concealed carry permit. If you have a concealed weapons permit, you're thinking about getting one, or you're already a responsibly armed gun owner, you need to listen up. Last year, 8.5 million Americans purchased a firearm for the first time, and those new gun owners need training. And it's also time for the rest of you to kick it up a notch with your own training. That's why you need to join me, Wayne Alaroot, at the CCW Expo tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, June 26th and 27th at South Point Casino. Tons of exhibits. Concealed carry exhibits, gun exhibits, gear exhibits, accessories, over a dozen seminars and workshops for some of the most badass tactical instructors on the planet. And to top it off, join me tomorrow, Saturday at 10 a.m. for the opening ceremony. You'll never have another opportunity to see this amazing lineup of speakers all in one place. Purchase your tickets right now. Save 30% on 1 or 2 day passes. CCWExpo.us. CCWExpo.us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.